Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone is doing as well as possible. Apologies for being MIA. As you know, I was in the USA for the past week or so. Not really an excuse because I had my phone with me, but anyways, we're back now, God willing. So I wanted to share with you a quick idea that I shared over Shabbat this past weekend, that we know that at the beginning of this past week's Torah portion, we find that Abraham purchases Marat HaMachpelah, purchases the tomb of the patriarchs, the cave of the patriarchs, when he wanted to bury Sarah, his wife, there. And the truth is that there are three places that were bought in the land of Israel with money during the times of the Tanakh, during the times of the Jewish Bible. Marat HaMachpelah, like we just mentioned, the cave of the patriarchs and matriarchs in Hebron, and as well as Kever Yosef, Joseph's tomb in Shechem, in Nablus, and Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount, where the Beit HaMikdash is built in Jerusalem. So, of course, we see that everybody agrees that this belongs to the Jews, and there's no dispute over these areas of land. Okay, that was sarcastic, my friends. Matter of fact, quite the opposite is true. These areas of land are highly, highly disputed and highly flammable areas to this day. And so what it shows you is that, because here, well, look what the Jews did. They said, okay, listen, if you don't want to rely on the idea that there's a God who gave the Torah and created the world and said that we should have this land, if you don't want to rely on that, okay, so we'll use the international way, internationally accepted way of commerce, and we will buy this property with money. So it should be accepted to everybody that we own it. And yet we see that that's not good enough. So what does this tell you? It tells you it's really not about land. It's really not about statehood. It's really about the idea that we are Jewish. And that's what it's all about. And we see it now to this day, that whatever principles, whatever movements, all of it goes out the window when Jews are involved. And so we should understand that. And what our reaction needs to be when we have any kind of these situations like this is to double down on our Jewish identity, to stop twisting ourselves into pretzels to get the achievements, to get the appeal and the approval of of the world around us, and also to not be so surprised, to not be so surprised when we see the things that we see, when we see certain elements of the world react the way they react. This is nothing new, my friends. This is nothing new. People think that there are like two kinds of history. There were two histories, right? There's history before color television, and then there's history post-color television. However, my friends, this is not the case, right? It's all one history. It's all one people. It's all the same blood, the same people. And so we should recognize that. We should recognize that this is part of the story of making a difference. This is part of the story of the Jewish people, and there's a longer aspects to it. I actually have a whole long article on the idea of why the Jewish people are a hated people, and really the spiritual underpinnings of anti-Semitism. If anybody wants it, you're welcome to send me a message, and I'll send it over to you, God willing. And so this is really an ongoing story, and we should recognize that we are a part of the unfolding of the process of making a difference and of bringing light into this world. So we should be blessed with the onset of the new month of Kislev, in which Hanukkah takes place. We should be blessed to see light and to be light. Be well, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.